Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass.
Driven with SunPass.
JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
Welcome into the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli, glad you're with us. Plenty to get to tonight. We'll review the Super Bowl. The Broncos are the world champions. They got it done with defense. We'll touch briefly then on free agency slash combine. We got a show apparently between now and then.
Well, some of the free agency guys were played in the game last Sunday.
Yes. So we'll have
Let's
to
talk about that.
By default, we'll touch on
I mean,
that.
This guy.
And we'll look around the National Football League as well.
One of them wears number 58. Yes. Please, Von Miller, get to free agency.
He's not. So I'll tell you who I wouldn't mind having those, 97, Malik Jackson.
Yeah, he's a good player, but he ain't Von Miller.
Let's start
no,
with
none
that,
of them are.
That Broncos
and that's why he's not leaving. Whoa.
Defense. Yes, the ends are great. The interior is very good, too. That's well, part of the reason why they the outside of that line is great.
I don't know if DeMarcus Ware is great anymore. He's good.
No, but he's still really good.
Von Miller's great.
Yeah, he's a great player.
And we use great too often, and we use it too loosely, in my opinion. But not with Von Miller. He's a great player. And he had a great performance.
He has a unique ability because, you know, he's a complete pass rusher. He's got speed. He's got strength. He has moves that he sets things up with. He has the ability to bend that some people can't do, you know. And not to bring up or criticize Andre Branch, but a guy that, you know, for years been talking about Andre Branch and said, you know, the one issue that he has, he can't bend. He doesn't play with his knees bent. Von Miller, the guy, Khalil Mack, bent. I mean, great bend. The ability to play the game with bent knees, and Von Miller has that, and it's something rare and it's something special.
You know it's not fair, though. It's hard enough to block Von Miller if everything's going well and in good conditions. But that field those guys had to play on.
But, you know, here's the thing.
Was embarrassing.
I don't – you know, the only way to solve a field issue – in Northern California, is with artificial surface.
But Jeff, do you see what I mean?
Yeah. But I know what you're saying.
So,
but
I said, I'm just talking as an offensive tackle when you're trying to like.
But it's a very humid climate and it's chilly.
It's a joke.
And so as soon as the sun starts to go down, the humidity raises and it makes the field there very slippery.
Were there issues with the other offensive line?
Yeah,
were they slipping around too?
Or
was it
you
just
know
a one sided issue?
That's a great question. I just saw the video of. The
Michael Orr.
Orr ice skates.
It looked like a video game glitch.
Did you guys happen to see
the
cleats?
And the right guard, the same thing. The right guard was on.
Did you guys happen to see the cleats that they were
wearing?
Were
they wearing bad cleats?
No, they were. I don't know what Michael Orr and the other offensive linemen were wearing, but I mean, that was one of the things that I was looking for because I knew that, you know, it was a questionable field.
Yeah.
You have humid conditions when the sun goes down out there. And so every chance that I got, I was trying to see, you know, on the sideline when they had the camera on the sideline, seeing what kind of –
They were long.
They were wearing all the long – like the old 1950 spikes.
Yeah. And Aqib Talib, just for the other side, was complaining. He said the field – the secondary for the Broncos said the field was atrocious. And who that affects the most, it affects two position groups most, the offensive line and the defensive backs, because those are both reactive positions.
That's right.
And so when you're reacting, that's where you slip more than anything else.
Back to Von Miller for a moment. I think the most impressive for me of the game was when he covered the slot receiver down the field.
Unreal.
Unreal play by that guy.
Unreal play. And you know, the one thing that I'm still trying to figure out, maybe you guys can help me out. The play that Ron Rivera challenged, and it was the non-catch, was by 82 Cotri. Is that Cotri?
I thought it was a catch.
That was a catch.
I thought it was too.
How in the world can you look at the video and tell me that that's not a catch? Because the very next play is the sack caused fumble by Von Miller. And
I thought it was a catch.
And I've watched it 20 times. Where does the ball touch the ground?
It doesn't.
Somebody help me on that one.
I never saw it touch the ground.
I didn't either. Joe, you?
No, I don't think so.
I mean.
When we had the referees in here at the beginning of the year, and they talked about what's a catch and what's not a catch, and I know he's going down, but were there two football moves?
It doesn't matter. The ball never hit the ground.
Ball didn't touch the ground, though.
He had it never hit the ground. So you can bobble it all you want as long as you end up without the with the ball not touching the ground.
Then what about control of the football? Because it doesn't matter. It's moving.
Well, eventually had it. He eventually and it never had touches the ground.
But never touches the ground at any point.
There was one moment on the replay to where you can't see and know for sure that the ball doesn't touch.
And maybe that's why they didn't overturn it because of.
But if you look at the general position of the ball.
But remember, it was
you
called.
You could assume with 100% certainty that the ball does not touch the ground.
I'd agree, but they called it a non-catch on the field, and maybe they thought that one position did not give them conclusive evidence. Listen, I thought it was atrocious, but.
But, I mean, when you have a play like that, you wonder, if that was ruled the way it should have been ruled, that it was a catch.
The sack fumble.
Doesn't happen.
Well, they might get a sack fumble, but it's on the third. It's not a sack fumble touchdown.
How would that change the game, though? I mean, you always wonder, but one play, what does it do to change the entire complexion of the game?
It was a bad game, though. It was not an entertaining.
Turnovers.
It was just sloppy.
Touchdowns. Yeah. The offensive passing touchdowns weren't there.
It was just not.
It was a defensive struggle, which, you know. And
I'm fine with a defensive struggle.
I was
but it
too,
was a choppy game. There was no, like, it was just not very well played.
It's the least amount of yards that a Super Bowl champion has ever had. That ought to tell you that it wasn't the most exciting game ever.
Let's finish with this here.
And what did Peyton Manning end up with yards per attempt?
Oh,
was it like 4 point
tiny,
something yards per attempt?
Not good.
You know? I mean, good for him, but Von Miller should have been the MVP, and I'm glad he got it. He deserved it.
We'll get to Peyton and Cam Newton coming up, but how do you block Von Miller?
How do you block Von Miller? You have a good set. I'd set at about a 60-degree angle. And stay square as long as I possibly could, and make him bull rush me. And I would use, and as soon as he put, I believe I'd be able to sit down on his bull, so I wouldn't be worried about it. And I'd play the speed and the spin, set inside out, and play the speed and the spin. No, not much different than Derek Thomas. He probably is a little stronger than Derek Thomas, but that's what you do.
Probably stronger than Derek, but not as fast.
He's not as fast. So listen, you evaluate a rusher like Von Miller, and you're like, okay, what's his best thing? What do you want him to do? What I want Von Miller to do to me, I want him to bull rush.
Try to push you.
That's what I want him to do. So I'm going to let him. I'm going to take away everything else. It's no different than my guess is if you're a major league hitter. Mm-hmm.
Might be one of those things like Reggie White at the Pro Bowl where you get embarrassed every now and again, but he doesn't kill your quarterback.
He's not going to hit the quarterback.
That's all.
You know what? He might get a pressure. He's a great player. I'm not saying that it's going to be a shutout. But I'll say this. I have confidence going there that my plan would be to shut him out. But he's a great player. And you got to be set smart. He has a great spin move, and a great spin move with speed is a tough one.
Well,
so you really got to be disciplined.
What helped him too, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, it wasn't third and two, third and three.
Sure.
It was third
they won
and
on
eight,
first down.
Third and nine, third and 12.
We're talking about pass rushers, and maybe I'm wrong here, and so Jeff, help me out here. You played a lot of football. But for 2 weeks in a row, I watched the Patriots and – Bill Belichick, supposedly the smartest football player coach ever, and Josh McDaniels, his little, mini-me genius, go out there with a game plan. We're going to spread them out, and we're going to throw the ball and do all that kind of stuff. And after about the first quarter, you realized that neither tackle could block either guy.
No.
Couldn't block him. They made no adjustments, never chipped, never put a tight end there, did not one thing, didn't chip and slide, nothing.
Okay? They weren't expecting to be in third and 8-9.
So we moved on to the next week. The Carolina Panthers, Mike Shula, respect him, good coach. After the first quarter, you realize that your tackles, your right tackle especially, or it was okay, but your right tackle, Remmers, can't block Von Miller by himself. Explain to me why in 2 weeks of that not one time that was anyone on the sideline saying, hey, I got an idea. Let's just send the back on his way out put his forearm in Von Miller's rib about three times, and I promise you he'd slow down. Or how about this, guys? We'll slide to DeMarcus, we'll chip Von, or we'll leave a tight end in there.
Mm. But not Greg Olsen.
No, but somebody,
somebody else.
Jeff, what?
A warm body. Somebody.
In 2 weeks, I didn't see one coordinator to make that adjustment.
I agree.
How hard is that?
But Carolina, I think, was banking on third and twos, third and threes.
You wake up and realize in the second quarter,
it ain't happening.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. More Jaguars Thursday after this on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers, J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli. Glad you're with us. Season ticket renewals, by the way, in your inbox today. Early renewal incentives, Jaguars.com.
I've already renewed mine.
Or 633-2000. Have you?
Yes.
It's easy. It's one click.
Yeah. They don't even ask me. They just renew them.
Oh, well, yeah. You're not going to say no.
They keep his credit card on file.
They do.
That was like a deal. Like if you get in the pride of the Jaguars, it's an automatic.
You know you get payroll deducted. No, it's not that. You know what it's from?
It's
when we did Team Teal, and I was leading that. So if people were going to do it, I participated in. And ever since I did that, Tim Bischko,
director of ticket operations.
He's like,
well, you got to set the example.
I'm like, oh, but not only that, but I'm like, he goes, thanks for renewal. I'm like, I didn't renew. He's like, oh, yeah, you did. I'm like, okay, I'm in. I would renew anyways, but it's just funny that I don't even get asked.
Yeah.
But trust me, my tickets get used every week. I have a bunch of kids that love going to the games.
It's a safe assumption that you'll
renew. By the way, how's your boy doing? Florida State already?
He is there. I got a funny story about that. So – he's at Florida State and started off season program. Got yelled at for the first time, which was great.
Good. Break him in.
Yeah, he missed his tutor.
Ooh,
that's not good.
That's not a surprise at Florida State, though.
Well, I was surprised how he got in trouble, and he's a good student. He's like, I don't need a tutor, but like, you better show up if you have a tutor. But anyways, he probably doesn't like me saying that.
Now that's a surprise.
He doesn't like me saying that. But anyways, so I was talking about. He calls me out of the blue last night, and usually, you know. Same as I was in college. I
mean, what do you need?
What do you want?
Either you want something.
What did you do, or what do you want?
Right. Or the only thing we talk when I call him. You know, it's not just the talk he calls. Well, he called me last night and he wants to talk. And the reason he wants to talk is because he wants to critique my playing career. Because he has found on YouTube the Denver Bronco 96 playoff game, Broncos versus the Jaguars, and is watching it, the TV copy, in its entirety.
So what would qualify him to be able to critique it?
Oh, because I coached him for a while. And so, like, for example, one play, Natron ran by and did something. He goes, Dad, it was a good block, but you did not finish. You just kind of stood there after Natron ran by. Another time it was late pressure because Mark had the whole ball. He's like, you got turned there and got pushed back. So for literally 45 minutes last night, to the point where I finally said, I'm done having this conversation.
You're getting upset.
I was getting upset. I'm like, listen, I'm getting the game tape and we'll watch this together. And he was just going to town. But I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, it made me think of my kids loving the Jags. But he went back and found, I don't know what made him do it. I'm like, don't you have homework? But he found an old Jaguar game was sitting there on YouTube watching it.
What's the offensive line coach of Florida State?
Rick Trickett.
Trickett.
Yeah, great coach.
I wonder if Trickett, like, broke the film down. Said, hey, you know, when the next time you talk to your dad.
He might have.
Here's what you need to tell your dad.
He might have. So, yeah, he's excited, doing well. They had a great recruiting class. Number one, them in Alabama were flip-flopped in all the things.
That's correct. Yeah.
The number one recruiting class in the country. So, he starts spring ball here soon. Not real soon.
He's enrolled, right?
Yeah, he's going to class. He has four classes. And spring ball starts March sometime.
And Florida State's didn't they get a couple preseason number one rankings somewhere? I mean, there's multiple preseason rankings.
I don't know. I haven't seen the preseason rankings yet. They're going to be really good, though. But anyways, cannot wait. I'm going to find out when the first day of full pads are
for
spring
ball.
I will be sitting in the stands with popcorn hoping he just gets yelled at. Just because
that's going to happen.
It's a christening. As an offensive lineman, I want him to do well, but just to watch him, somebody else besides his dad, having to deal with him.
See, son, I told you.
And I'm going to afterwards. I told you. But, no, he's doing great. Thanks for asking.
We'll get to quarterbacks coming up. But, more importantly, Lady Gaga's performance.
Fantastic. And remember I said I was nervous about it.
I thought she was outstanding.
Right? Unbelievable. I thought she looked great.
The end was a little bit like she really like – it was
you know,
a little
but here's, turning, here's, No. You know what she was doing there?
She was going the over.
My guess.
The over.
My guess, no.
That made it the over, by the way, by 1 second.
But – time because of the flyover. She was stretching it for the flyover, which is genius.
Yeah, and guess what? That stretching it made some people lose money in Vegas and some people win money.
I thought
because she went over by 1 second.
I thought it was amazing.
She sounded great. She looked great. I just thought the end, and maybe that's why, it was a little bit too much of the.
Yeah, I think she was stretching.
I felt like I was watching a concert at the end.
I thought it was great. And I was nervous now.
Did anyone watch the halftime? I didn't watch the halftime.
I did.
Yes.
How was it?
Coldplay, not so good.
I thought Coldplay was all right.
They're a different kind of band.
It's
a concert band.
They need a mixer to make them sound really good. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And what's the dude that was?
Bruno Mars.
He's great.
He had his own show 2 years ago. I don't know why he's back on there.
And nothing is Coldplay because I think I like Coldplay.
Yeah, I can see JP dancing like that.
Why wouldn't they just have Beyonce and Bruno Mars? Wouldn't that have been a better show?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because wasn't Beyonce out there, too?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were some that didn't like the outfits.
She almost busted her tail, too, on the stage.
She had a nice recovery, though.
I saw that. It was a double little squat hop. I saw that.
She tried to make it look like a double. That's very nice.
It was nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Didn't panic. She didn't panic.
I didn't listen to the show, but I just heard the comments that Coldplay got ripped.
Yeah.
I like Coldplay.
Yeah, me too.
I like their stuff on the radio.
But they didn't play much.
There's always people that are good in person and live, and then there's good that are better when you just buy the music, right?
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
Maybe that's one.
Who would be the ultimate halftime show?
I can tell you the Beatles. No. I mean, you know, let's throw it right out there. The Beatles.
Let's just bring three of them back.
Let me put it this way, then, Jeff.
Modern
people
era
who are alive.
Modern era.
No, I don't care about modern. Just alive.
I would dig the Verve.
The Verve. Who are the Verve? I've never heard of the Verve.
I think U2 is due for another one, right?
Nah. You know who I would like, and this is showing my countryside.
Boy,
Luke Bryan. I think he's. I saw him in concert. One of the great acts.
You know what?
He has a great act.
What's that guy?
Well, it is in Houston next year. Like you go country.
That's what I'm saying. Luke Bryan at halftime at the Super Bowl show.
This next year has George Strait written all over.
It's not. Right? He doesn't have enough energy.
No.
George Strait is sitting with a bunch of buddies.
What's that guy's name now? Chris Stevenson, this new country guy that just rips. He's good.
I don't think so. Yeah. He doesn't have the draw. You have to have draw.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Luke Bryan. Right? Or Jason Aldean. I mean, one of those big in Houston would be a great.
Chris Stapleton.
Excuse me for that mess up.
You ever hear Chris Stapleton?
I've heard of him.
You like old school country music?
I like all country music, really.
Put it on your Pandora or whatever. Chris Stapleton. Guy, he rocks it now. Him and his wife.
We'll come back and break down the quarterbacks in Super Bowl 50. Republic Services, the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
SunPass, a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass. Catch one today. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com.
So your Florida SunPass will work all the way up North Carolina. Is that right? I just bought a SunPass for the first time in my life.
What is it, like a toll road pass?
Yeah.
Toll roads.
Well, if you go down south at all, if you go to Orlando or... on the turnpike down.
Try to stay away from those places.
Well, I'm just telling you, I go down there for work all the time.
You
got to have the pass.
And I've been stopping the dang toll booths. It drives me crazy. So I bought a SunPass, but I didn't know you could go to Georgia and North Carolina.
I didn't either, but apparently you can.
So that one SunPass, I can cruise around all over the southeast.
You can go all over.
No tolls in Georgia where I go.
You can go any lane you want.
There's nothing where you go in Georgia. And that's not shocking.
A few cattle guard, what do they call them? Cattle guards, the things across the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are like, wonder what those are. Cattle guards, man. Well, what's a cattle guard?
Don't want the cattle
keeps cows
the
from
road.
Walking.
Yeah.
Walking across.
They fall and break their legs.
That's right.
Peyton Manning done?
Yes.
Should be.
What do you think of Cam Newton's issue after the game?
I got no
problem
with that.
You want to know my biggest issue with Cam Newton? Not diving on the dang fumble when it's a one-score game.
Yeah, after the game.
I don't care about after the game.
After the game, you just lost the biggest game you've ever played in your life. You know?
Who cares?
I mean,
has anyone ever watched Bill Belichick's press conferences? I mean, or yeah. Tom Brady's when it doesn't go well?
You know, people got all kind of bent out of shape how he reacted after the game. He was gracious. He went up to Peyton Manning, congratulated him.
What else do you want him to do?
And
I'm telling you what, the not diving on the fumble bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his explanation was probably worse than not doing it.
Now, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't think there's a history of him kind of jaking stuff like that. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And what he said was he felt like his knee was in a really compromising situation and he was trying to get it out before. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I get it. But I just – on the Super Bowl, you would hope – I mean, you got a guy –
Here's the thing that would have been
Thomas Davis is playing
better.
With a broken arm.
You know what would be even better? If that same exact scenario happened to Peyton.
Does he go
– You know, he ain't going after that ball, right?
I wouldn't expect it, but I'm not
– No!
I was just surprised he didn't go for it because Cam's a tough guy. He's gritty. That's one – I mean, I think he is at least.
And it's not like he's a fragile guy.
No,
like he's huge.
And I don't think he was afraid.
He's 260.
I really do think he felt like his leg was in a position and just snapped.
It just didn't look good.
It didn't look good. It didn't look good. And I said this in a
I said that right there, and I said that's not going to be good for him.
But I said it on a national show the other day, last night actually, is sometimes as a player, and we've all been there, what you feel on the field is one thing, and it looks much different on the film. Is that not true?
Yeah. And
like some things look worse in the film. You're like, ooh, that looks worse than
I thought. And that's what you saw is what it was.
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe his leg was. I mean, you don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's never.
When I saw that explanation, I was just like.
I know I'm searching, but it still bothered me. The post-game stuff, I don't care
about. No. I mean, you just lost the biggest game of your life. You know, the most disappointing moment in football you've ever experienced. How do you expect somebody to ask? You know, and I thought Cam said it great the next day. He said, look, you know, if you expect me to be a good loser, it's not going to happen. He said, I'll show you a loser, whatever, those kind of comments.
Yeah, the Vince Lombardi.
Those weren't needed, right. But all he had to say was, look, I don't like losing, and I probably wasn't as gracious as I needed to be to the media, but I just lost the biggest game of my life. How do you expect me to react?
And here's what I – So what we always hear, and I heard someone talking about this, and I agreed with them. We all hear all the time in the media and fans saying, we want players to be authentic. Everyone gets tired of the canned answer, the Russell Wilson answers, right? Everyone complains about Russell Wilson that he's not. And then we get a guy who's being authentic, and we rip him because he's authentically ticked off and doesn't want to talk, and now we're mad that he's not giving us the canned answers. And so what do we want him to get there and give the canned answers of?
No. I want honesty. I like
it. I think he was just
That's
what he was feeling.
I'm okay with it.
Now, I wish he jumped on the dang fumble.
Yeah. Wish he jumped on the ball and wished he'd played a little bit better. Because he missed some throws now, especially early in that game. I don't know if he's so amped up or what, but he missed some throws early in that game.
He missed throws, and then his receivers dropped a lot.
Yep. Which is, that's par for the course for those guys.
Yeah, it's bad.
They've been that way all year.
So the Panthers could be right back in the thick of it again next year, right? They're not losing many pieces.
I'm not ready to pronounce them as a contender. I'm not. I think they had a special year. You go to that first week when Tony and I both watched the Carolina Panthers. We're like, they're okay. Are they great? No. But Cam had a special year. I mean, a very special year. And they ran the football incredibly well, and their defense was playing lights out.
If they get some weapons outside,
they're going to have one coming back, right out of the Benjamin.
Right, Benjamin. They'll win their division again. They're the best team in that division.
Yeah, but are
so
they
be in the playoffs?
Contender?
And then from there,
but who knows? Are they? I don't know. Sure. Are they 10-6 winning it? Are they 11-5? I don't know.
I'm not ready to anoint them a contender.
I think Seattle's better than they are right now. If I'm picking teams who are going to be there, I pick Seattle before I pick them. I pick Green Bay before I pick them.
Cardinals.
I pick the Cardinals probably before them. Mm-hmm. Now, which is unfair to the Panthers because they just got them beating all these teams.
Yep.
But if you're asking me how they're built and what I think for next year, that's where I'd put them right now.
Other side, a lot of changes on the horizon in Denver.
I don't know if there's outside of Peyton Manning.
Can't pay everybody.
That's the most important thing. Now, here's a question that I have. if you don't make a determination on Peyton Manning, can you tag Von Miller?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Peyton's going to retire before that ever happens.
Which, I mean, that's the question that has to be asked because, you know, Peyton, you know, they're talking about, well, you know, give Peyton all the time that he needs. You know, maybe he'll wait till March to make that decision. You can't allow him that time to do
what's
that.
What's the first day of the league? March 9th?
March 9th,
yeah,
yes.
So they have plenty of time, Jeff. I mean,
but you got to know his decision before you move forward.
They'll cut him before that. I think they can. They're gonna lose all that Peyton money. They can lock up Brock Osweiler for a favorable deal because he's not like he's done a lot, and it's a good situation for him to be on a great defense. They're going to lose Malik Jackson. They'll probably lose Danny Trevathan. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, you know, Trevathan, big deal.
The secondary is all intact. You're going to get Von Miller back. DeMarcus Ware might retire. He's getting up there in age, but you have the kid from Missouri who's a good pass rusher.
Shane Ray.
You're going to upgrade the offensive line through the draft and maybe through free agency. I mean, I honestly, it's going to – if Brock Osweiler can take the steps – and that defense? Man,
that's a really big question.
No, that's a big question. But if he can, that defense, they're going to be pretty good again next year. Now, the problem is that the division they're in, Kansas City's going to be good. Oakland's going to be better. You know, San Diego with Wisenhunt back there, they had their best years with Wisenhunt there.
But, you know, the whole thing with San Diego,
you got to get an LA, offensive line.
Well, now, what's going on in L.A.? That's not exactly
but my point, but it's not a cakewalk in that division. But I don't think it's going to be that much different. I really don't think they're going to lose. I mean, and I give John Elway. I mean, he's not just a pretty face and just a name up there. I mean,
that was a really good job.
He has done for that organization and rebuilt it and managed the cap and managed everything. It's been an outstanding job.
You know what the Super Bowl showed me the most is that nobody's that far away. I'm talking about no team is that far away from being able to get to the Super Bowl. Look at the Carolina Panthers. I mean, last year they didn't even have a winning record and qualified for the playoffs. And all of a sudden this year they go 15-1 and roll all the way to the Super Bowl. But the most important thing is you got to have a quarterback, right?
You know you have to have, Jeff, and I agree with you, by the way. You need to have a quarterback, and you have to have 3 or 4 impact players in your team.
That's right.
And then you say, after that you can plug in. I mean, so let's look at Carolina. You had a quarterback, right? And then who are their impact players after that? Greg Olsen, very good player.
Mm-hmm. Keekly.
Keekly, very good player. Norman, very good player.
Norman.
Davis. You pick one of those guys.
No, I wouldn't even say Davis. The
defensive tackles.
Short.
K-1
short. Or short. I mean, mm-hmm. So that's 4 or 5 guys. The rest of the players, Domus Davis is a good player. Is he great? No. Good player.
He's better than average.
No, but he's a good player.
He's a really good player.
He's a good player. Their defensive ends aren't great pass rushers. None of them are.
Nope.
Their offensive line is average as day is long. They had no receivers. Stewart is a good back, not great.
Nope.
Their safeties aren't very good. But they had a quarterback and 4 or 5 impact players and nice players around them.
Yeah.
So this team has a quarterback. We're talking about the Jaguars now. They have Allen Robinson, impact player. And you need to go add and I think you have Julius Thomas who can be an impact player. I mean, he showed at times.
You know, we need to have a conversation about him at some point.
We will. Mm-hmm. And we have plenty of offseason.
Let's
get it all done tonight.
But, you know, my point is there is what he needs to do to have the impact for this team.
Agreed.
Going forward.
They need to go find 3 to 4 impact players on defense.
Yep.
That's what they got to do. Is Jonathan Stewart that much better than T.J. Yeldon? No.
No.
Well, no.
Now you'd like to find another rotational back.
You would, which you can though. Easy in the league.
An expensive position to fix.
We'll come back and look around the National Football League. Get the latest transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. They've got 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. Final moments of Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, and Jeff Lagerman. We'll go around the league in just a moment. But on Jaguars.com live, cheap plug, by the way, earlier this week on Wednesday.
Yeah, Goldberg on.
Yeah, Todd Wash was on, the Jaguars defensive coordinator now. But a little later in the show, the
he does have a very strong resemblance to the to Goldberg, the wrestler.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And from the neck up.
Yes. Everything else, I don't know. But yes,
that from is here.
It's not, sure. I mean, it's not meant to be a shot. I
it
mean,
is.
Todd's in pretty good shape, but he's not Goldberg from the neck down.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty good shape. not good, pretty good.
We use that term loosely.
Yeah.
Anyway, later in the show, Brian Sexton, John Osier, and I were talking about the importance of this offseason, which part of this offseason is more important for this franchise in 2016, the free agency portion or the draft portion? Has it changed now?
No, it hasn't changed. It's both. I mean, that's the answer. But, I mean, if you're talking about directly for 2016,
yes,
it's free agency. Because those are the guys that are going to have the immediate impact. Draft picks, you know. I mean, go all the way back to the great players in Jaguars. I mean, the first-round picks in Jaguars history. Tony had an impact right away. James Stewart had a decent impact right away. But go through all the first-round picks.
Kay Hart, he's a starter.
Hardy had a significant impact.
Fred Taylor wasn't even the starter at the beginning, but once he was, he scored 18 touchdowns rookie year. Who's after Freddie T?
Let's see here. I actually got the list handed to me from Joe Fortunato. Ronaldo Wynn?
No
impact. Fernando Bryant?
He was a starter in that
year. Starter, but, I mean, wasn't a game-changing. Wasn't a difference maker.
He's a starter, though, yeah.
Starter. R.J. Sauer. No. Marcus Stroud.
Not
the first
year. Rotational player.
John Henderson.
I don't remember.
No. Not the first year. Leftwich, no.
No.
Reggie Williams, bing, no way. Matt Jones, no.
Was he ever?
No. Mercedes Lewis, first year, no. Reggie Nelson, no. Dirk Harvey, you could wait 20 years, no. Eugene Monroe,
no.
No.
Starter, but no.
Tyson Alualu.
Got hurt.
No. Blaine Gabbert, no. Justin Blackmon. Yeah.
When he was on the field, yeah, sure.
Yeah, when
too
he was there.
He didn't like football, though.
Luke Jokel, no. Bortles, no. Fowler, no.
No, it's to Jeff's point, I mean, listen, you'd like to get a starter year one. But major impact, I mean, go to the rookie class this year. How many guys were major impacts around the league? I mean, obviously Marcus Peters, he's Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who Todd Gurley, absolutely. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
The USC guy, Williams.
Leonard Williams.
But
my point is, it's not like it's
but,
not
I mean,
like
he wasn't
just
a monster.
No, it's not like they're just rolling off our tongue. It's like these are the guys. I mean, who's the rookie first-rounder for Denver this year?
I don't even know.
I don't either. Who was it for Carolina?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, that's my point is that, you know, if you want to have the impact right away, what's more important? Free agency.
The veteran guy that can
walking in the door
long-term,
ready to roll.
Long-term foundation, though? Draft.
Yes.
Let's look around the National Football League. Your favorite, Tony, the Pro Bowl. Houston has put in a bid to host it this year. They're hosting the Super Bowl.
Why?
NFL spokesperson
that'll
has
that'll really
said
draw them in.
Interest has come from cities in the U.S. and around the world.
That'll make the players really want to go.
Decision
I get to go to Houston. Now, for me, I'd be going Fogo de Cho, Fogo de Chow. Cool. Let's do it.
If they're going to have the game, go back to Hawaii because I'll be calling it again. I don't want to go to Houston.
Be two trips to Houston for you to
hear. The reason why is that they're hosting the Super Bowl next year, and it would be probably pretty cool to have the Pro Bowl. So it would be
for who?
Well, I mean, just for the city itself.
Yeah, but no one else.
And
no.
For the players, at least, that go, a lot of them came back to San Francisco right away.
Yeah, they don't want to go to Houston. Right? They want to go to Hawaii.
They want to go to Hawaii, where it's guaranteed warm. Where Houston flip a coin.
Do you understand Houston this time of year is cold at times? Like, right, I mean, it's not pleasant.
Yeah, you might
what are you going to do?
You might be in your cold gear under your uniform for the Pro Bowl.
No, thanks. Well, it is inside, Jeff. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, retractable roof. Yeah, they could turn the heat on.
Close
yeah,
the
yeah,
roof.
That's true. Yeah. Didn't think about that. But getting to and from.
It would be miserable.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel reportedly showed up drunk / hungover to a practice in December. Will he play in the league this year?
Well, he might be. I mean, there's an open investigation for domestic assault.
No. He's not going to play. I mean, being like take snaps in the NFL?
Will he be on a roster?
Will he be on a roster? Because
that's different.
Yes, he'll be on a roster.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm not.
I would say no, and definitely not taking snaps. Johnny needs help.
I'll say this. If there's anything that comes out of this domestic violence thing, then no, he won't be on the roster. But if he's clear to that, someone will take a chance and try to get him better.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. There were many questions from many teams about him when he came out.
Then his dad basically came out and said, if Johnny doesn't get his act together, they tried to make him go to rehab, he wouldn't.
Which
he
is said funny.
He won't see 24.
His dad, when the draft was going on and there were questions about him, Johnny, okay, and what kind of a person he was, et cetera, his dad was backing him saying, Johnny's great. Huh, great, great character. Now his dad's changed tune.
Dad's worried about him.
Yeah.
Shocking news here. Jim Irsay says that Andrew Luck's new contract will include, quote, a big number and be shocking. That's not really news at all, is it?
Thanks, Jim.
I mean, is that news?
No.
And the sky is blue.
Yeah.
But with the cap growing, and it's probably going to be the biggest number we've ever seen.
Move
right?
on, Jim.
It's Jim Irsay.
Okay.
Move on.
Bill Polian says that Peyton Manning would be ready immediately to be an NFL general manager if he chooses to retire. Do you agree with that?
I don't think he'd be a general manager. I think he could do what John Elway does. The Broncos have a GM under John Elway, basically, personnel guy. Could Peyton manage an organization on the football side the way that Elway has? I believe he could.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
very bright. He understands the game. He has convictions. And,
got a work ethic, which has been on display for many
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And with the right people underneath him that he could hire, absolutely he could.
But would he want to do that?
How much money he's making on the sponsorship side of things?
How much?
Think about how much money that he has made.
I want to know. I got a question for you about Peyton. How much did he get paid to say Budweiser twice?
Well, he has like two Anheuser-Busch distributorships in Louisiana, I believe. So he's just taking care of the home place.
I thought it was so funny. Well, he didn't say he owns Papa John's. He didn't say I'm gonna go get pizza and a beer. I'm gonna get some Papa John's and some Budweiser.
First guy he hugged on the field was Papa John.
Listen,
going to the middle of the field after the game was over.
Well, they're selling a lot of pizzas together. It would have been a total NASCAR thing if he said, you know what? What was the lady's name that was interviewing Peyton?
Oh, Tracy Wolfson.
Tracy. Yeah.
Tracy, I'm going to get a little Papa John's pizza.
We're going to drink the hell out of Budweiser tonight and eat a lot of Papa John's. I would have gone, yeah, way to go, Peyton.
I love it. Good for him.
That was good.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I didn't like. You got a lot of youngsters watching,
Jeff, wait, come on.
Oh, come on.
Jeff,
let's
come
go.
On. No, really? Did you watch the commercials?
Come on.
Look, all he had to do was say, I'm going to have a few Budweiser. Oh, he didn't have to say, I'm going to have a bunch of Budweisers. I mean, he should have said, I'm going to have a few Budweisers.
Well, here's the problem.
It's the real world.
Have a slice of Papa John's.
I'm okay. Listen, I get what you're saying, but the reality is.
He's going to have a lot of beer.
And most kids were watching their dads were drunk.
That'll do
Let's
it.
Let's hope not.
That's just
for
me.
Jaguars Thursday. We'll talk Combine next week, Tony, just for you.
Can't wait.
For Tony Buscelli, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Fortunato, this is JP Shadrick. We'll see you next week. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.